This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
For that one person that left a negative comment, you've inspired three or more. Yeah.
Either drives you and it's like, let me show you how these little videos are gonna go, or it can be discouraging as well.
To this second right now, I'm still winging it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just having fun with makeup. If this all went away, if everybody was like, no, let's get Rose out of here. She's on board. I would be the person still in here swatching this blush and being like, this is so fun. Yeah. I love it.
It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have a very special guest. I'm like low-key fangirling a little bit.
I'm so fangirling over you.
Don't even. Please welcome Rose Syard. Thank you so much for joining me on Loud Talk today.
Lavi, thank you for having me. This is so incredible. I was so excited when you reached out. Honestly, you say you're fangirling, but your content to me is so inspiring. And yeah. Honestly, what you're putting into not even just the beauty community, but the world in general is heartwarming. I love you so much. Honor to be here. Truly.
No, thank you so much. I'm so happy we like connected. And this is like the beautiful part about social media in my eyes is like being able to connect with people literally from everywhere on the world that just like share passions with you. And
it's so cool. It makes up for all the mean comments.
It does. And honestly, that's the thing people always ask me, like, you know, I'm curious your opinion on this too, but they're like, how do you deal with that? Someone asked me literally the other day, they're like, do you regularly see a therapist to deal with like online? And I was like, no, because I don't really, like, I personally don't really care. And also like, it's just part of it, but the like, it's all the positive
really is.
keeps you,
because for that one person that left a negative comment, you've inspired three or more.
Yeah.
So that's really and truly what you have to look at.
It's what you always, and I always agree with people who say like, you know, you're doing well when the hate starts rolling in a little bit, you know, because you're going to have people aren't wanting to see you win and all of that. But jumping right into this, I want to like just know a little bit more about like you and let the audience know. I mean, with your content, you are one of the most informative people in the beauty space that I have seen, and the way you educate on makeup and beauty in a way that like, I find the beauty space a lot of times is so product focused, you know, and like
it can be
product is trending this, but you bring such a different perspective of like actual application and use and showing that literally the same product can apply such different ways, depending on
so many different ways.
Yeah.
So for the way that I even got into this, and we'll get into that in just a second, but the way that I view product is there was a time when I only had, let's just say, one product, right? And I was trying to figure out how to use that in so many different ways. So I still look at it from that girl's perspective, if you will, that person's perspective. So that's why I think it's a little less about, oh, this is new. This is new. We should buy it. We should buy it. And it's more about, so this is what the new thing is. This is how we can use it. But this also is going to work with what you already have. So that's just how I like to, that's how my brain works. That's what I always say. I'm like, that's how my brain works.
I absolutely love that, especially coming from someone like when I got into beauty, I was like 13, so like obviously didn't have money to spend on products. And it's like I remember I'd go to the drugstore with my like grandma or my mom, they'd be like, okay, you can pick out one product, and the stress that would be on me because it's like I really
So
have to
cute, mommy.
decide, like, man, like what's the one product I want the most, you know? And I really had to like do my research and figure it out. So
Well, what was the thing that you gravitated towards
I don't
most?
even know. I think like I was such a lipstick girl. Like I
I
love
was
lip
going to say the
products.
same. I remember L'Oreal had these like almost juicy tube dupes. Do you, are you, you, I don't know. This was back in the day, honey. I'm much older than you. But I remember I had one and I was like, I am a princess.
No, like I was obsessed with lip products. Like I
Same.
loved especially Milani, like because it gave me like a little bit of that luxe feel like from the
Yeah,
drugstore, you know.
it did.
And I
I believe
remember
that they were one of the first that did baked at the drugstore,
like I was
which
obsessed,
is
like
a
their
big deal.
blushes, yeah, it's still super huge nowadays, but their lipsticks, I remember for my, so I was like obsessed with their like gold bullet lipsticks. They don't even have them anymore, but like I
I
loved them
remember
so
them.
much. And I remember for my, I think it was like my 16th or 17th birthday, my mom actually surprised me with like all the shades. And I was
What
like,
is how
this is the
sweet.
best day ever.
So
Like,
we have that in common. We've been obsessed with all things beauty for a very long time.
yeah, like out of the womb, I was like
Me
obsessed
too.
with beauty, and like I just
Me
loved it so
too.
much. And like that's why even nowadays it's so funny because, you know, the fact that I get to even like call my job within beauty is like crazy to me, but I'll get like PR and stuff and I'm excited over, you know, obviously anything I get,
To
but
this day, me
nothing
too.
hits like when I get a package from a drugstore brand, in my opinion, because it's like that's what I was like, you know, hoping to buy when I was younger, you know,
Yeah,
looking
that's
at
what you
more of the.
saw. That was you walking those aisles. I get it. I totally
Exactly.
get it.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day-to-day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer-founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self-funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand. When you pick up the products, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin into healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible. And from one acne-prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our four-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me, whole $20 off. You can get the full four-piece set. So, okay, you've obviously been in the beauty space a long time. Where did this all start for you?
You know what? I don't even know if you know. Not a lot of people do because I try not to yap too much, but hey, that's what podcasts are for.
Exactly. We're here
Ben
to
and
get loud about
I know
it.
we're here to get loud. Let's get loud. Ben and I actually started all of this. Even the reason that my page is at Rose and Ben is because we were a band. We were a
Oh.
traveling musical duo.
Okay.
And this would have been in 2012. And 2012 is actually when I started that. My Instagram. So I made the account. Obviously, we were on Facebook, but we had separate accounts on Facebook. And then I
Right.
was like, well, let's just make a band Instagram. We were kind of
Wow.
cool. Like, I was cool back then. Okay.
You're
Now I'm
so
just
cool. You're super cool.
I was writing my music. I was singing in bars. I was so cool. And so from that, I loved makeup. We just talked about that. So I was always doing my makeup for these shows. So I was doing like really cool looks, like triple eyeliner and all kinds of crazy fun stuff because I was on stage and it just kind of went hand in hand.
Right.
So one time I was like, okay, you know what? I would post clips of us singing and like clips of guitars. Like, you know, we were posting our lunch next to a guitar on Instagram on that day. We didn't know what we were doing. We were like, okay, this looks cool. And then we'll put my cat on here too. It was a whole new world. And then one day I posted a picture, I guess a selfie, and I had just some really cool eyeliner on, and the picture was so grainy anyways, but everybody was kind of like, "Hey, what's going on here? What's this makeup?" And I was like, oh, "People like makeup like
People care.
me." Because I had friends around me, and they, you know, they liked the lip gloss, they would wear a foundation, but from a young age I was the one trying to figure all this out. I was the one reading books on makeup. I was the one reading every magazine article I could possibly find about makeup.
Wow.
So when I found a community, friends, I was just like, every single day I started just posting pictures of myself. And you have to remember, this is 2012. I had no idea that this would turn into something you could make a career out of.
Right.
No one did. Now, blogging was different. I never did blogging. I don't know how to do blogging. I can barely speak, let alone spell. So that was something that never called to me. But I started posting this, and it truly, I was building community. I was finding friends that were like, let's talk about every single red lipstick we've ever tried. And my mind was blown. So I just started posting regularly. And remember, there was no story, there was no video. It was just pictures. I don't know. Well, how long have you been on Instagram? Like, would you have remembered that, or were you there for at least the like 10-second clips?
So I like in the beauty space, I started off on YouTube 2014, but
Okay.
I always use that as my like benchmark of like that's when I started creating. But when I actually think back now, like I had an Instagram in 2012 and it was like a faceless Instagram because my mom didn't let me have like my name or face on there, which
I
is
love that.
ironic
You
because 2 years
go,
later, full YouTube channel, full name, full everything, right? But it's a
it's
different
all out
time.
there.
We started progressively, you know, we got her comfortable with the idea of social media, but it was a fashion page actually. It was called My Own Style, and I'd post like
Cool.
no face, and it was basically like, I mean, looking back at it's so funny to me because like the outfits were so like Disney Channel code. Like, why did I have three tank tops over like two long sleeves and like, you know
That's
what I mean? Like,
that was it though. You were
it was
fire.
it, yeah. And I
That's
like
fire.
that account grew to like 1,000 followers, I think, which I was like,
Don't worry, I cringe. I have two albums floating around out there.
wow.
One of them, I was like 16. I'm cringing. We're all cringing.
No, but like I thought I was like, wow, like 1,000 followers, like I'm gonna be called on Ellen tomorrow. Like I was like, this is crazy, you know. I remember a post of mine got like 100 likes. I was like, damn, like I'm killing it out here.
Start
Like,
acting different. You're like,
yeah, I
Mom.
was like, this is really good. And then when I po started posting on YouTube, it was actually my brother who created my YouTube channel for me because he was
Yeah,
like,
that's
I
so
was
cool.
just posting, like I was filming like makeup tutorials in like photo booth and stuff, and he's like, just post this on YouTube. I made my channel. My mom's like, wait, so like everyone can see these, like your name's out there, like everything. She's like, you need to private it. I'm like, that's not the like point. Like, this is
That's
how you
not
get
what
it.
we do.
Yeah. And from then on, like I just started taking it so incredibly seriously. I remember we even went on like a 3 fam vacation. I like pre-recorded 3 weeks for like worth of content. My parents were like, literally 5 people are watching you. Like, why are you like it, they were just so confused because like, who are you pre-recording these
And
for?
I think from an outside perspective, some people can even think, oh, you just want the be famous, but there's something inside of us, and I know you feel the same way, that just needs to create.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
there. It's really and truly because, like I said, when I started doing this, I was posting these pictures, and a lot of people would have thought maybe, hey, you're wanting to get a following.
Right.
I didn't even know what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
I was just like, I like to find good lighting, try to take a picture with this. I don't even know what kind of phone I had at the time. I didn't even have an iPhone. It was probably one step up from a flip phone. And I just really loved it. And I love finding other people like yourself that it's just inside us to create.
Right, exactly. So then how did that progress from like the Instagram photos? What was next for you?
Let's see. It's been so long. All these years are starting to blur. Well, whatever year Instagram started to let you post videos, this is kind of the next step of how the following and the friends started to come in even more. I would post, and you might have seen these, when I would take liner and in like 10 seconds, I would do a wing.
Yes.
Do you remember those? That was a long time ago. So I knew that I had to do something really fun, and I wore liner every single day. Okay, I'm talking. I was like, oh, liner? I don't. Okay, no, liner.
Right.
So I would do that in these clips, and then from there, those would just kind of blow up, if you will.
Got it.
And then, because you couldn't talk, there was nothing I could tell you in like a 10-second clip.
Yeah.
So it was something really interesting from that. And then I think in the 30-second reels, I remember those came out. And when was that? 2015, 2016. And that's when I was really like, because I was doing whenever stories came out, I would start to do that. But I really kind of got my groove of education from, do you remember? It was a subscription box called Live Glam Co. They used to have a
No.
subs they had a subscription box, and they were mostly lipstick. So it was like lip
Okay.
of the month. And at the time, this would have been while Instagram was still trying to figure out what they were doing with video. This was on Snapchat. Their
Oh.
following on Snapchat was massive. I'm talking probably 500,000 people on Snapchat in like 2015, 2016,
Wow.
which those are the those again,
Yeah,
those are
that's
the numbers that
crazy.
those are the numbers that would get you on Ellen back then.
Yeah.
I like that you
That's
referenced
crazy.
that. So I would take do a takeover every Thursday, and
Oh.
it's actually really heartwarming because they trusted me. I remember they would give me the password, leave it with me. It was a very big deal. They
Different
trusted me, and
time.
it was a different time, and I'm still so grateful to them. But I got into this groove of every Thursday I would do this whole story. We're going to call it a story, even though it's on Snapchat. And I remember it was in 30-second clips, and I would upload like what I do right now in stories, like 50 clips, and I would walk you through an entire tutorial like I do right now. And it really resonated with people. It was what people were looking for because it would have just been on my phone. I'm just gonna get close for it. It was up close like this. People were just like, give this to me. It's kind of breaking it down because I remember the beauty space was for video was it was on YouTube, and at the time it had become a beautiful production that I could never reach. I dreamed of reaching that level of production. So think of like 2014, 2017 beauty YouTube. It was so beautifully curated and flawless. And I think people kind of wanted something that was just a little bit more sit down with me and explain this to me. So I think
Yeah.
that's why that excelled so much for me. So I found so many friends through that. And flash forward, Instagram finally got stories because they were like, what is going on over at Snapchat? They're like, oh no, you don't. Much like they always do with everything, Meta. So then they incorporated that. And I think I did Live Glam Co. for like 2 years every Thursday, rain or shine. Like you said, I would like put life on hold to do that.
Yeah, like the consistency. But that's like, I think, so key. And it really shows, like, again, that fire for like the creativity. Because I think now that we're starting to see
Yes.
that of people trying to get into it because they see, like, oh, like you can become an influencer and this and this and this. But then they have,
Burnout.
yeah, they burn out so quickly because it's not
So
from the inside
quickly.
out. Yeah.
Because it's not something that just is inside of them, and not for everyone. We're not
Totally.
labeling
Yeah.
nobody. But I do hear a lot of people in this industry, they talk about burnout. And I get asked a lot if I've ever had that. And I haven't, only because we have to think back when I was touring. I was doing my makeup every single day. So now I just do my makeup, record it, and talk to
And
people
film it,
about it.
yeah.
It's the exact same thing. If this all went away, if everybody was like, no, let's get Rose out of here. She's on board. Block. I would be the person still in here, like swatching this blush and being like,
Playing
this
with
is so
makeup,
fun.
yeah.
I love it. It is, I call it my little art project. It's my
Yeah.
art project for my face. So after I kind of finished Live Glam Co., only because that was taking up so much, I just switched everything over to my page. And now that would have been in 2018. So from 2018 till now, I have tried my absolute best to do story tutorials Monday through Friday on my IG story.
Wow.
So, which really helps because there is so much that's released all of the time. And like you and I have talked about, I'm not sure if we talked about it here, if it was before we started recording. But there is always this kind of urgency to buy what's new. And people still want to see it, even if they're not going to purchase it. Because we have to remember, there's somebody getting on their makeup journey every single day. Someone's starting out fresh. They might not even have a foundation, so they might want the newest foundation. But my job really, to me, I don't want to ever cause any kind of urgency. I just want you to be informed and understand how to use things. So I use my stories. Obviously, it's my friends. I have friends that now have been with me 10 years that watch those daggum things. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all so much. Literally, I've watched their children grow up. It's honestly, I'll tear up thinking about it. But for me, it's a way to use all of this stuff and not make you feel like it's urgent to buy it. It's a way to be like, oh, okay, so-and-so has a new foundation. This is not a new foundation. This is Doubleware. But so-and-so has a new foundation. Let's just look at it. And it's also a way for you to just kind of see what's new. And then obviously there's just education. It's how to use stuff that's been around forever and how to use what's new, how to understand it. And it's just something I'm just still so passionate about after all these years. I love my story tutorials. I
That's
don't
so
feel,
cool.
I honestly feel so incomplete when I don't do them because I've been traveling a lot and I don't like
Yeah, no, I sometimes hear like your stories when you do say like no story for today. But I just think it's so interesting that you do those 'cause I think it's a very unique thing in your content. Like I don't see too many creators taking that approach. And then also I think it's so interesting to hear your story of how you kind of evolved in the space through Instagram, because I think so many of the OGs in the beauty space were on YouTube first and then kind of came to short form. So like you really started
Yeah.
off in photo and then short form right off the
Short
bat.
form. I was technically one of the first that was just
Wow.
into the short form. It just made sense to me. But I also like to lend my, I guess just how I was able to hop into that so easily is because think about little blips that you have to yap about in between singing songs.
Okay, I
So
see.
that, yeah, that kind of lend itself where you just kind of yap onto the next song. So I was
Right.
like that short form just kind of made
Worked
sense
for
to me.
you.
I was like,
Okay.
I'm comfortable with this.
So interesting. Whereas like when I was like so anti TikTok for a while. Like I started posting on TikTok 2021. Like I was like late to the game, you know? And it was because I always said like I'm not a short form girl. Like I only do YouTube. I only do long form, you know? And
Yeah.
like thank God I got on TikTok because that's when things really like blew up for me and I was able to like turn this into a career for myself. But it's just crazy how much like resistance I had to it at first.
It makes sense because, especially for someone that wants to sit and explain and thoroughly help you understand, not just hold up something and be like, I don't know, which I am guilty of all
Think we're all guilty
the
of nowadays.
time. But I get very excited. But it's still important to focus on that very fast content because there's content for everyone. And I feel that if we're not giving that, we might be missing out on helping or inspiring someone. So I like to do all of it. I mean, I know my stories are for my yapping, and then my TikTok and reels are just for, okay, let me show you something real fast. Let me help you real fast because I don't know. I like both. And I
That's
feel
so
like,
cool.
yeah.
No, and it helps so many people. When like along this timeline, when did this start really becoming not only something you just like love doing, but also a career?
Not so way later. Because I don't think I even knew how to find a groove. All I had going for me was consistency because I was just going to show up and do it. But I tried the YouTube route and I just feel like I was late to the game and that's not where my talents were their strongest. I don't think I ever understood it. And I believe it's truly a talent. It's a talent you have for YouTube. It's something that I'm not good at it. So I did that from about 2014, but I wasn't posting consistently there because that was such a production. And I was trying to do it. Ben still, he had a different job at the time. So he would edit for me, which is so cool because now he literally knows everything about makeup. It's one of the reasons, we'll get to it in a minute, but that's one of the reasons it's at where it's Rosenben Beauty because he literally is in this with me with these brushes and formulas, and he understands it because he's edited so much of my content. So he was there, he's in it. But it was still something that I kind of understood the formula, but I wasn't good at it. I'll just admit it. It's not something that I didn't have my own voice on that platform. I was kind of just like, oh, this is what we're supposed to do, but that's not who I am and what I am. So I guess it kind of started as a career. and I started to make not a living, but I started to make, an income. That would have been in 2018, 2019. And I guess the reason it really started to become a career is because in 2018, that's when I would have started the story tutorials on Instagram. And I kind of came into my own. I came into my own even with the rest of my content. And then again, that's the short form content. And that was just something that I was kind of good
Well, yeah, clearly the
at.
space needed you there too,
Yeah.
and it was like a perfect
It really
match.
was. So it would have been 2018. But then from there, we started Rosenbend Beauty in 2020. And we would have started that. We'll get on to Rosenbend Beauty, if you will, because that's the next thing in the timeline. So from 2018 to 2020, I guess it would have been late 2018. There were these brushes that came across my makeup vanity, if you will. And I have always been very passionate about brushes. For me, if you gave me the choice to buy a high-end makeup or a makeup brush, I would have bought the makeup brush. It was something that I could always instantly see a difference when I used it, with no matter what makeup I had. If I had do you remember the Wet n Wild little six eyeshadow pans? If I used a good makeup brush with that, it honestly looked better than my MAC shadow, my one MAC shadow, by the way. My one.
I love that.
Maybe two. Maybe if I borrowed from my cousin at the time.
That's so funny you say that because I remember it just brought up memory my head when I bought my first MAC lipstick. And again, that pressure of like, man, like this is kind of expensive.
What was it?
I don't even know the shade name, but I like Rose, I picked the ugliest color for my complexion. Like I picked like this like warm tone pink. Like it did not look good on me. I never wore
Probably
it.
creme de nude.
Like I never wore that shade, but it was the one MAC lipstick that I owned at the time. And it's just funny, like looking back and yeah, just like how much pressure there was buying that like first item. But yeah, no, I think that, you know, your love for brush and that so much speaks to even just in your content showing like
Even did
technique. Yeah,
the
exactly.
educational part. So I wanted something that would honestly even make me better at makeup, and that's what I feel the brushes do. But I was getting back to kind of even where we are with Rosenbend Beauty. What even is Rosenbend Beauty? The reason, again, I went with the makeup tools instead of colors because I also wanted something that you'll notice a lot of the times I always want to focus on what we already have and elevating it. And I feel that investing in a brush it can be a spicy price at first, yes, but these last and have no expiration date. And they elevate, and we can use what we have and make it so much better. So I was telling you the story of these just magical brushes coming across my vanity, and I looked at them, and they were called Anissa Beauty. And I was like, what is this? Who is this? Find Anissa. Who is These are the greatest brushes I've ever tried. So fast forward, I met Anissa, and she has Anissa Beauty, and she is actually our partner with these brushes. So she's a toll manufacturer. She has her separate company with that, and that would be Anissa International. So it's just us three partners. So we have me, Ben, Anissa, and we have Rosenbend Beauty together. So with our brushes, what really kind of sets them apart is nobody else has this unique fiber blend. And that's so important. Yeah, I know. So you might see some that might, look a little similar, but nobody else has this blend. It's really incredible. And then something like this is actually going to be a patented head shape that you only get with Anissa. So I was like, this is delightful. And that's just something. And then what's really cool is we launched our C42. This was in 2022. And I was so excited because the day after, this is our foundation brush. Did you get these
No, I don't think I've ever tried your brushes, but I've eyed them up so
What?
much. I didn't even know for the longest time that you had brushes until I was watching your videos, seeing
Makes
you
me so
apply
happy.
stuff,
That
and
actually
then I
makes
was
me
like,
happy.
wait a minute.
Because that
I
means I'm
think
not
these are
yapping.
yours.
I get so afraid of yapping too much about these because honestly, I never want to come across as just buy this. This is going to change everything. So I'm really careful with that. I really don't ever want to turn into that, but just know I am so proud of these. So
As
I
you
was going to
should
say,
be,
I'm
yeah.
so proud of them, but I promise you, I will not just turn this into a Rosamund Beauty
No, but
yapathon.
I want to know all the details and all the
But
business
what's
and everything
really
like that.
interesting about this is When this launched, the very next day, actually, I think it was the day it actually launched, Hailey Bieber did a TikTok with this brush.
Wow.
And it what I was like, what? So I do know her makeup artist, Leah. She is an incredible makeup artist, but it was just so cool. But then there was a happening, and I remember it was the one of the celebrity things where everybody's having issues with each other, and I was like, no, I can't show it as much as I want to, but she was using it. So that was kind of it was sad day, but this is honestly, I'm so excited for you to try this. It's because I've been traveling. I have your address. I just didn't know if I'd sent them yet.
I'm so excited to try that. People always ask me what brushes I recommend, especially for textured skin, because I agree with you. It makes such a big difference on how things apply. So as
We
soon as I
can
get my
use.
hands on them, I cannot wait to try them
I
out.
really think you're gonna love it because of the density, but then it's not just packing on a ton of product, and you're gonna
Right.
see that the product stays right in the top of the bristles. It does not absorb. It's
So cool.
they're so awesome. I love them. That's enough of
No,
that.
that's amazing. And you know what? The whole thing you said there about that fear that you're like yapping too much about your brand. So I've always felt this, that when, as like beauty reviewers and stuff, when I promote other products or stuff like that, I have no issue being like, this
None.
X foundation, like blah blah, love it, love it. Anytime it's like me and my brand, even with this podcast, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't say anything. Like
I
I
shouldn't
shouldn't
say it. They're
say,
gonna hate me.
yeah,
I'm gonna hear this on Reddit.
why is it such a bad thing to just say like, here's something I've been working on that I own and like want to show it,
I'm proud of
but
it.
I think it's just like that inside, pressure that we put on ourselves that we shouldn't talk about it so much. But girl, talk about it because you should be
You
proud of it.
and then I'm gonna take your advice for 2 seconds and then go to be like, and but
No. And I'm gonna do the same thing, even though I just gave you that advice. Okay. Question with, the brand and everything. You kind of dove into the story of how everything started. I think that's so cool. I had no idea that, that was actually how Rose and Ben starts. That's such a cool story, how you guys kind of came together to create this brand. And you already touched on why you went with a tool instead of like a makeup product itself, which I think fits you and your brand so perfectly, with the education piece of it all. Obviously, being the founder of this brand now, was that something that you kind of had in your plan, in your beauty journey of like, I'm a content creator now, but like down the line, I'm gonna launch something, I'm gonna be a founder.
That was never on my radar. Honestly, to this second right now, I'm still winging it. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just having fun with makeup. That's literally how I feel. I have founder in my bio, and I remember I went to put it in there, and then I even went to ask Ben. I'm like, should I even put that? He's like, of course you should. You design these brushes. You do everything with these brushes. You're literally a founder of a brush company. And
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
That
He's like,
imposter
put.
syndrome.
I truly, to this day, because we talked about the mean comments earlier, and I'll read mean comments about me, and I'm just like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm sorry. Have you seen those TikToks where it's like, imagine hating me and I'm just sitting here like doing whatever?
Doing your
Like,
makeup. I in my head
imagine.
right now, I'm like, I can't even possibly think of something someone could write about you that's me. Like I honestly I'm like,
Oh, trust me, they'll tell you in these comments.
no, I know, but I'm just like watching your videos, you literally just like play with makeup and show your makeup tricks. Like what could someone possibly
It's,
think of that is mean? It
but I
baffles me
feel the
every day
same
to
way
think
about
about.
you. I feel the same way
Thank
about,
you.
I really do. Like, what are you doing? But it happens, and we just have to, like I said, we know that we're inspiring some people and
Yeah.
we're motivating some people, and we have this passion inside of us, so we just create. It just has to be done no matter what is said, and it goes on. Makeup goes on,
Yeah, it
literally.
does, and it comes off. It's not
And
that
it
big of a deal.
comes off with our tears, and then we put it back on.
Okay, so like you opened up about that constant feeling of imposter syndrome that sometimes seems to never go away. And I think it's a comforting thing to like hear that from someone because I think we look at people, you're 5 years into the brand stuff and you're like, oh,
Yeah.
they must feel like they have it all put like together. And it's nice to hear like, we're all just doing our best out here and just
We're
figuring it
doing it.
out as we go. But what would you say your biggest challenge as a founder is?
As a founder, it kind of still is going to boil down to even being a content creator.
Okay.
And I just feel that there's not enough of me. I wish there was even more of me because I've poured the past, let's just say, 10 years into this. And I wish there was just another one of me because I wish that I could even be more involved in all of this. Because remember, I still edit all of my own content. Nobody does that. I am still the one answering comments.
Yeah.
I am still the one answering DMs. And I want to do that. It's not that I absolutely could hire someone, but I want to be in this. And sometimes I feel like as I get busier, because this is, I mean, it's successful and I'm just so grateful. But with that, a little piece of me is taken away from why I'm even here. So
Right.
that's really one of my biggest challenges right now, is still trying to be that, I guess we could say girl back then.
Yeah.
I'm a lady now. But to be that girl that had that extra time, that was finding friends that could dedicate as many hours as possible to this. Like right now, I came on here without makeup because as soon as I get done here, I'm going to do a story tutorial.
Right, right.
So I wish that I wish and I hope that I can continue to give all of myself to this, because that's how I feel complete. And when I mean all of this, I mean the content creation, Rosenbend Beauty, even my family, because sometimes my mom's like, "Hey, can you just kind of have?" I'm like, "Mom, I got a film."
I got a story to put on
I love her. She's
my
like,
people need it.
okay, baby. And then I'm like, oh, my sweet mommy. Like, just this year is one of the first times that I took like 5 days completely off to spend time with her, because she'll be 74 soon. So I'm like, no, I have to take these years and spend time with her. So yes, it's really about just being so split apart in so many different ways, but it's still, I can't ever truly complain, because I am getting to do something that I didn't even know to dream of. I didn't even know how to dream this up. I really didn't. I could have never thought. I would have thought that I would have been a makeup artist, maybe working at Fashion Week, something of that nature, and that would have been a dream because that's all I knew. But if you would have told me, I could have never dreamed up having friends that just wanted to hear me talk and help them with makeup. So
So
I
cool.
so in a sense, I can't complain, but I do wish that I could always give 100% of myself to everything.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think that's you like playing in a sense. If anything, you're like, let me do more work if I could. So it's so funny because my mom always says you need like instead of 24-hour days, you need 48-hour days to fit everything you
You
want to do. And I'm
do.
like, I don't even, it's not even that. I literally need a double. Like I need someone, because
You
that's the
get it.
thing. Like I fully get it because that at the end of the day, that's the thing. My mom's like, you need to be the one filming your videos. You know, like it's funny you mentioned about Ben when he used to edit your videos in the past
Yeah.
because my brother edits all my long form, like this
Yeah,
podcast
you
and
have
YouTube.
to.
And you mentioned like Ben knowing all these beauty stuff. Like my brother knows all this random, these brands, the prices, like, but he does not have any use for this information. It's so funny to me because it's like he's so immersed in it, but like, yeah, it's like literally just random information that he now acquires.
That's
So that's
so
just like a
sweet.
little side
That's
note, but yeah,
same with
like
Ben. But Ben, from understanding formulas and even like dry times and how I would use them, he even is able to give input on these brushes now, because he edited
wow.
so much content at one
That's
time.
so cool though.
It's really cool.
It all came together. Speaking of that, I do want to ask about that because I think it's so interesting to see how you guys work together, you know, to create this whole business and make it all work. Do you have any tips for, I guess, like couples looking to work together? And do you think it's like for everyone? Because I know I like it's usually either people are like, oh yeah, it works great, or like don't mix like personal and business, whatever. That's
Well,
like
I always like to say, and this is, I'm going to start with a joke, but it all makes sense. If you can start a band together and write songs together and stay together, you can do anything else. When you start music and you survive that, and you can play in bars till 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be good. I do feel that everybody's relationship is always going to be different. I mean, to say that everyone should work together, do everything together, we're all such different personalities. But for Ben and I, it just so happens that our personalities just, they work together, and they have for so long. We actually just celebrated our 18th year wedding
Wow.
anniversary. Yeah.
Huge.
And we've
Congrats.
been to, yeah, and we've been to, thank you. And we've been together 22 years, and it is what it is in a sense, because this doesn't work for everyone. But it
Wow.
works for us. I wish that there was a formula that I could be like, oh yeah, so during this time I walk into this room and he gives me a break, but that's not how it is.
Yeah.
We're just constantly working together. But I think the one thing is that I have always supported his dream, whatever that may be. I am the biggest encourager ever, and he happens to be the biggest encourager ever. So I remember when I would have started doing makeup and doing my fun looks, he never once was the person that said, "What is that on your face?" Even though it would have been bad and he would have been right. I always like to say I'm the product of a million mistakes. But he was always encouraging. He was always like, yeah, he saw what I saw as art as well. And the same with music and him. Obviously, he plays guitar and he writes songs. So I would always be the one that encourages the song because I found that, and again, everybody's relationship is different, but for ours, encouragement did nothing but continue to bond even more. So that's why we're able to have the company together. That's why we're able to work across the hall from each other every single day. He's right across the hall. I do have one complaint. He got a squishy, soft, fabric-y chair, and now Jean, my big snoring cat, stays in there with him. And
He's so cute.
I have not had my Jean Bean for like a month. I have to go get
No.
him. And Jean will like hold onto the chair. He's like, "I love this chair." I'm like, "You're coming with me." So he did steal my child, but it's in all seriousness, everybody's relationship is always going to be completely different. But I do think that encouragement from both parties is something that a lot of us could work into our relationship.
Totally, yeah, and I think not even just like romantically, it's just but you know, family, friends. Like I think it
Family,
goes
friends,
such a long way
everyone, encourage your friends. Just
at
if
any
you.
stage too. Like that's the thing is like all the encouragement comes when it's like you know you like get to the point
When you
where,
get to the point where it's like, oh, okay, you made it. You have to kind of nurture to get to that next level. And I think sometimes we forget that as friends, as family, as loved ones, whatever. And I feel like encouragement, and that's something that we even do in my community that I have created over all of these years. All of the comments are, they tend to be very encouraging, and they help. We all help one another in the comments. We help one another. They have made friends with one another in the community that we've built. So it's encouragement goes a long way.
I think that's super cool that, you know, you guys can have this relationship where you can work together and all that. I was like doing the math because you were like, we've been together 22 years. And I'm like, that's like been my whole life, basically my whole life, which is crazy.
We don't need to be bringing all that up right
No,
now.
I just think it's so cool that like you guys have been able to work together, you know, and create like this business and all of that. And I think you bring up such a good point that it's not always for everyone. It doesn't mean like, you know, not every couple has to work together and all of that.
Exactly.
But if it works, it works. And then the encouragement piece too, because I mean, and that comes from like everyone in your life, friends, family, because I know so many people when I was starting off, and even to this day, who I mean, we all know the little comments of like, oh, how are your little videos going or this and this, right? So,
I'm sorry.
there, no, it, like it's fine. If anything, I think it like it's how you your perspective on it if either drives you and it's like, well,
Yeah.
let me show you how these little videos are gonna go, or it can be discouraging as well. But I think having like you know at least a few people in your life that can like see your dreams as big as you, and it doesn't even have to be from a place of like business and hustle and all that, but just pure love for like and passion for something, I think is so important. So that's really, really amazing to hear. You know, since you've been in the beauty space for this long and kind of have seen it evolve from literally like IG photos to where we're at now with just like
Yeah.
so much content, how do you think the beauty space has changed in a positive way and then maybe in a negative way too with all the growth it's had?
I think we'll say the negative way first.
Okay.
I don't think it has anything to do about creators, but what I think is brands have kind of gotten on this very, everything needs to be a viral product. So I think, and this is all my opinion and my thoughts, and I can have some little sassy thoughts. My sassy is not
Hey, it's
sassy,
called
by the
Loud
way.
Talk for a reason.
Yeah, my sassy is not sassy. But I think that is why we're seeing brands just kind of feed us so many products all of the time. Because I even think that stores are like, hey, we need the viral product. So we need to put out all of these products until one of them hits. So I think that we're kind of getting that buyer's fatigue. Because when these products were seen as going viral, because I don't know what viral meant in, say, YouTube 2014, like how many products were actually being sold. But once TikTok came into play, we were seeing that these brands, I mean, it could make a company overnight. And it's a beautiful story. It's really, really beautiful. But I feel that when you continue to just try to feed that, and it kind of just gets overwhelming, especially even for the consumer, for all of us. And then sometimes we're also losing not quality in a product, but maybe even we're losing the thought behind a product because we're just being fed. So they're not sitting on these products. I'm really kind of thinking about every single thing that
Totally.
goes into the formula, packaging, everything. So they're just like, no, go. It's gonna go viral. So that's kind of how I feel. But in terms of creators, I still find this place as in the beauty community for me, because remember, I'm always this I'm I kind of sit in this weird place of I don't really show my life. I show cats. I don't show trips. I don't really show things like that.
I've noticed
So
that, and that's actually something I wanted to like ask you about because I think it's so
leave me alone.
like not in like literally
I
from like
know.
a point of admiration in a way, because sometimes like even though I started the beauty, I feel sometimes this pressure to like film and show every part of my life, even though I'm like,
If
don't follow me for that, you know?
you don't want to show it, I am a little bit of proof that you don't have to. And the reason that I don't is because it starts to not serve anyone coming from me. I don't feel that I would produce even. Because sometimes you can look at content of a beautiful trip and beautiful designer things is very aspirational. You can be like, wow, that could be me or that will be me one day. But again, just like I mentioned earlier with YouTube, I wasn't good at it. I wouldn't be good at that either. And I just feel that it's better for me to just always show you makeup. If you come to my page, you're coming for makeup. So that is just something that I've always felt passionate about and just. Sometimes I'll show just a few little things, but it's still not things that are true lifestyle. It's usually a cat on a different continent.
I think that's so admirable though, because I think it's also refreshing, because I think nowadays there is almost that pressure of like everyone needs to like film
Lifestyle.
everything they do. And you know, like I sometimes feel like I look around and I'm like living my life and I feel like my eyes are a camera lens, and I'm like, oh, I need to capture this and post this and this
Yeah.
trend and this. And at the end of the day, and then I post this stuff, and I'm like, no one really cares about this stuff because they come to my page for like XYZ, you know? So then it kind
Exactly.
of creates this effect. So I've noticed that about your
But
content, and I really
yeah.
admire you for that.
But again, it's because I don't have a passion for it. It's not that I'm not against it or I think we shouldn't be doing it because I like to see that content. But I will say that younger Rose, 20-year-old Rose, 18, 16-year-old Rose, I don't think it would have been good for me. And I try to look through that lens. I look through my younger self's lens a lot of the time. And I don't think it was, I was, and this is personal again, maybe I needed to fix it. But I thought when I would see things of maybe somebody going on these beautiful trips and some people doing these lavish things, I would never feel jealous, but there would be something inside of me that would almost have a little twinge, like, oh. And I try to create my entire existence on social media through that lens because I want you to come to a page and I want you to only feel welcomed, empowered, and educated. I want you to feel that. I want you to feel warmth. I want you to feel that you've stumbled upon Mr. Rogers' page, but Mr. Rogers is doing makeup.
I love that. And honestly, like that is the like that's your goal with your page, and that's exactly what you're doing. Like at least from my
Thank
perspective,
you.
like
Thank you.
totally. Like absolutely. It's such a like I think breath of fresh air too in the beauty community, with especially nowadays, like the trends and this and this and buy this
Yeah.
and with what you're saying too, in terms of from the brand perspective, I really agree with that because you know, we've seen it. The first thing that came to mind now was like, for example, Milky Toners have been really big. And now it's like every brand has Milky Toner, which I'm not
Yeah,
saying
you
is
get it.
bad, but then it's like, where's the brand identity? I think if we look back, like, you know,
Yeah.
5, 10 years, each brand kind of had, you know, you'd think of like,
It's unique thing. Let's just say Peter Thomas Roth did eye patches.
yeah, exactly. Like Anastasia eyeshadow palettes and brows, like that,
Right.
you knew what you were getting from that
But
brand.
everybody's kind of throwing something out on the table and going, no, we're going to get the next viral one.
And it's always from like, you know, one thing goes viral and then every brand is coming out with it. And then it's like, well, now we've seen 30 Milky Toners. Like, we're kind of over, you know what I mean? Like, and it's great to
Exactly.
get.
And we can't buy 30 Milky Toners.
Right. At least
So
like the
it
average
so then
consumer.
it just becomes so overwhelming that you lose interest.
Totally. And even from the perspective of a creator, and I don't know if you get this too, but sometimes I get overwhelmed with it as well because it's like, I love this one product, but then there's 30 others that I'm like, well, I should try these too and like give my thoughts on all of them. And there's that
Exactly.
pressure
Exactly.
launch
I
after launch
totally
after launch.
agree. But I will say that has made me try to understand formulas a little bit more. I am so novice. I've tried my best, but it's really tried to make me understand the difference between this foundation and this foundation and really try to figure out climate with that. Obviously, so many different variables. So I think that that's made me better at helping, but it's very overwhelming. It is very overwhelming.
And how do you think, like, especially with an app like TikTok that is so fast-paced and like mass content and everything like that, how do you think that's kind of evolved and refined like makeup trends in a way? Because I think now we've seen, not only makeup looks go viral, but products as well, which we've already talked about, techniques, all of that. Do you think there's
I
a,
actually,
yeah, go, just go
just,
for
I'm
it.
sorry to jump in.
Yeah,
Like,
no, you're
I
excited about it.
really
Give it to
think,
me.
no, I really think that that part of it, in terms of all of the different looks that go viral, I feel like that's really inspired people to just find their own makeup look and have more fun with makeup. So I feel that I love let all of the looks go viral because those are so inspiring. I love those. Let techniques go viral because that's something I even enjoy doing is I don't just have one technique for one thing. I love finding six different techniques because while that first technique and the second technique, you don't understand how to do it, you're going to understand one out
One
of
of them,
the six. You're going to understand it. So I love all of that. Give me, let's go. And you know what else I don't mind? I don't even mind renaming a smoky eye 42 different names. I don't mind it. I love it.
Presto makeup.
I eat it up with a spoon. Do you know why? Because that name might inspire somebody else and they might look at it differently. So I don't like to see negativity towards that because that is artistic. That is creativity. But everything else, in terms of the products, we could slow down a hair. But when it comes to I don't know, what's like a current trending makeup look right now? What was the last one I
Well, the whole thing now that's really trending is like searching up your makeup type in
Oh yeah,
TikTok, letting
have fun.
TikTok decide your makeup
Pick my
type.
makeup TikTok, pick it. I will say I do feel like I am aging myself because I'm not participating in those trends quite as much. Meemaw's getting tired.
I honestly like to tell you straight, like when I started watching your content, I could have sworn you were in like your mid-20s. So
Bless you. Bless
like
you.
I'm not even saying that to say that, like for real. And then when I started like
I'm pushing 40, sister.
I would have never, when I like did more of a deep dive on you and like found some of your old YouTube videos and you mentioned like how many years in those old videos, how
Yeah.
many years you were married. And I was like, okay, she's definitely not in her 20s, but like you had me fooled.
Thank
Like
you. Thank you.
for
And that's
real.
something else. That's something else. I as a content creator, and this is my job, I do talk about skincare, but I'm so afraid to talk about skincare being the reason that I have anything going on that you might like about my face. So I'm so careful with that. I'm so
I love
careful
that though.
with the verbiage. I never want to sell you any sense of false hope there. Because the first thing that I always state in my stories, and anytime you ask me about skincare in my DMs, I always say that it's mostly genetics. And I feel like that's so important. And again, skincare is even trying to keep up with all of this viral moment. And there's just so many options. And I've been using the same skincare now for quite a long time. Me and my Elemis have been good friends for a long time.
Well, and there you go. And I think that's the thing that I made a video about this recently because with makeup, there are products that we see those instant results with. You put on a lipstick, you see it instantly. You put it on a foundation, whatever, and you wear it throughout the day. That's it, right? But with skincare, I think a lot of brands and products are trying to give that instant result that just can't happen with skincare.
You
And even
can't.
for me, I get so many comments of people being like, you need to just get on an acne treatment. Like, you need to. And it's like, girl, don't you think I've been on one? It just like takes time. And I think that's the thing is people have no more perception of like results take
It's
time.
so instant.
Yeah.
It's They think that it is, and skincare honestly takes even longer than what I think that we think it does.
I agree because I always see it as like 30% of the puzzle, as you mentioned, like genetics, lifestyle, like that all plays such a big role. And I see it in the same way, like when someone, gets on the app and has great skin, someone's like, I need your skincare routine. I see that the same way as when someone's like, I need your workout routine or I need like your what I eat in.
Genetics.
Because it's like you could do that same workout routine or do that same skincare routine and you're not going to get the
And
same
it or
look.
it could even sabotage you.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
So I
yeah.
see it the same way in that sense, whereas like a makeup routine, like, yeah, I'm gonna recreate someone's makeup routine and like it's gonna look different on me, but it's still fun to try out
Skin
and
tone,
yeah.
undertone. There's so many different. Don't even get me started on color theory. We need
We need
a
another podcast
whole nother
just
color
on
theory
that.
podcast.
Okay, last question for you and then we'll wrap this up. But what's your like ultimate goal now? Obviously, you've talked about your evolution in the beauty space and how things have kind of just come up in your life, things that you couldn't even dream of and you're doing now. But with where you're at right now, what's your like ultimate goal now? Whatever time frame that is for you as like a beauty educator. And that's how I see you as, because you're not just a beauty influencer or a
Thank
makeup
you.
girly, like you are truly a beauty educator. And what's your goal there in like taking this further?
Honestly, I always want to continue to be mindful of the brushes that we produce. It's one of the reasons we don't have 100 SKUs, is because I want to be mindful. I want each brush to really have a true purpose in your makeup routine. But as for even my content creation side, I want to just continue this the way that it is, because this is what I've been doing for so long. I don't know what else there is, because like we've talked about earlier, I didn't know we'd get here. I don't even know where I'm at, but I'm having fun. So I just want to always have a place where I have friends that enjoy makeup the same way that I do. That's all I can continue to ask for and hope for.
I
And
love that.
I think they'll be here. I think they have another 10 years in them at least.
Oh, yeah, I don't think there's a time where people will stop like loving makeup. And then, more people come in that are newer
They
to it
do.
and
Everybody's starting a
yeah.
makeup journey every single day, and that thought just warms my heart.
I absolutely love that. Well, Rose, thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk.
Thank you,
It
Lobby.
was so amazing to hear about your journey and like more about it too. I'm like honestly so inspired by you. I love everything you do and the messages behind them, even just your response here. Like it's not obviously we all have goals and stuff, but you can really see the passion in you of like just your love for beauty just at the core of it all. So
Truly.
it's really nice to see that, especially like I think with social media these days, like find those people who just have that like pure love for beauty the way you do.
Well, I have had a blast here. I feel like we were just loud enough. And
Guys can let us know.
I'm so grateful. Thank you for asking me. It really does mean the world to me to be here.
No, thank you so much. That is it for this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. You guys can find Rose and all her social medias down below in the description. We post a video version on the Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel every single Monday at 7 a.m. MST, and the audio version, Spotify, Apple, and anywhere you catch your podcast. That is it. Thank you for getting loud with us, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye, everyone.